Now, if I were to tell you that EU transport ministers will start formal talks today on how to prevent airlines from annoying their passengers for no good reason, ignoring them, making them uncomfortable, or fleecing them with extra charges, you would, of course, be delighted. But unfortunately, I can't quite tell you that, although they will be discussing the minister's stronger rights for airline passengers, about which Owen Curry of Travel Extra can tell us more. Good morning, Owen.
Good morning.
What kind of things are we talking about that will make our trip to the airport and our flight, if we get it on time, less aggravating? What are they talking about?
Well, the most important of the innovations that is here is that if you do not take up the return leg of your trip, that you will that if you don't take the outbound leg of your trip, that the return leg won't be cancelled. That is huge. It's been around in aviation for many, many years. It was more or less made redundant by the major carriers like Ryanair and EasyJet, who innovated one-way flights. But it still stands that if you've booked a return flight, you decide to fly with somebody else going outbound, and you return with one of the traditional carriers, they will have cancelled your return flight. That's a major headline from this, and it goes on for pages and pages and pages. But that's one of the.
So is it clear to you, Owen? Is it clear to you what this will mean if I book to take the obvious example? If I book a Ryanair flight to London today and a return flight tomorrow, what the implications will be?
Ryanair are the champions of one-to-one flight. But what has been the case until quite recently, and from the 1940s, is that if you book a return flight, you don't use the outbound leg, and then you decide to use the return leg, you find the return leg has been cancelled. That's one of the big ones.
But it won't cover Ryanair.
Well, of course it covers Ryanair.
All right,
and
okay.
Ryanair, you've got to understand that this is the start of a process which will involve negotiations with the airlines. The airlines are a very well-funded and vociferous lobby. And when they have sorted the European Union out, what actually goes to into legislation might be quite different what we're talking about.
Right.
But where we're starting from is that there are two great strides forward for the passenger, and one of them is the return leg is going to be valid whether you take the outbound leg or not.
And the other?
The second one is the name changes. It's driving people crazy. If you're called Peggy and you booked the flight in the name of Peggy and your actual real name on your passport is Margaret, as it is, some of the airlines are claiming your entire booking is invalid.
All right, well, it sounds good, but it also sounds like it's going to take a while before we know what will emerge. But Owen Curry of Travel Extra.
It's a long time, yeah.
Thank you very much. 12 minutes to 8.